We are going to hear part two of our series this week, talking with employees of San Bernardino County who survived the terror attack in December of 2015, where a San Bernardino County employee and his wife shot and killed 14 people and injured 22 other San Bernardino County employees. Our series focuses on the county's years-long resistance to granting workers compensation for treatment of the psychological and emotional trauma following the shooting spree. Part one of our series aired yesterday. It's at our website, kvcrnews.org. And in part two, our reporter Benjamin Perper speaks with a survivor about his efforts to get treatment for PTSD.
Ray Britton is a survivor of the December 2nd terrorist attack in San Bernardino. He was the supervisor of all the employees in the room, and he was there but not physically injured. At his house, Britton shows me an example of a denial he received through utilization review. That's the process where the county of San Bernardino decides whether or not to approve a treatment requested by a doctor. Britton was denied psychotherapy after the incident, and since denials last year, he couldn't revisit that request for 12 months.
I was denied psychotherapy from the beginning. Went all the way through the workman comp, the California state workman comp system, went to UR, non-certified, was appealed, independent medical review, the decision was upheld. I could not revisit that for over a year.
It took a media campaign to finally get Britton's therapy approved. About a year after the incident, a group of survivors started speaking out to outlets like the New York Times and PBS about their struggles with workers' comp. And all that publicity did change the county's behavior. 19 months after the initial request, they finally approved his therapy.
After 19 months and a big media campaign and push on our part, the county and workman comp did start to approve some services. At that point, I had psychotherapy and EMDR, which was approved. Limited sessions, but they did make that approval. I don't believe that it would have been approved without the media exposure. I think it was a result of us bringing this out.
San Bernardino County Representative David Wirt disagrees. He says the process of utilization review has basically worked the way it should. He says it protects patients from being overprescribed things like opioids. I asked him how that principle applies in the case of mental health counseling.
There seems to be a feeling out there that you can never have too much counseling. That counseling is always a good thing. If you could have it 7 days a week, that's better than having it 5 days a week. And on its face, whether or not you're in workers' comp, that's not the case. Endless counseling doesn't necessarily solve a problem.
Plus, he says, it can be hard to tell when counseling is working for someone.
If someone is undergoing therapy for 6 months or a year, and the reports filed by their own doctors show there is no improvement, there's an obligation on the part of workers' comp to say, wait a minute, nothing is happening here. We need to try something else. Or if a doctor reports, this is as well as I can make this person, they're not going to get any better, no matter how much counseling they have, no matter how good the counseling might make you feel, they're not going to improve. Again, workers' comp has to say, workers' comp no longer applies here.
But Ray Britton says the frustration of dealing with the workers' comp system has led to secondary trauma for the survivors. And while he says he can't speak for all of them, none of the ones he keeps in contact with are satisfied with the process.
I don't know anyone that's satisfied with this process. And again, it's very complex. It's very humbling to be in the workman comp system. So nobody is satisfied. And everyone has experienced that level of secondary trauma.
That secondary trauma, he says, has continuing effects on the survivor's mental health.
So that sense of abandonment from what happened in the room to what's happening now, trying to get care and medical services, very similar in it, and they would feed on each other. So I believe that the way that this was handled and that secondary trauma that we talk about, it really kept the event from not being processed fully for us.
For KVCR News, I'm Benjamin Perper.